The expert that's brave enough to say the word, deciduous. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower. Rosie on the house.
And we've got a special this week. A lot of times we have a listener giveaway to do. This week we have listener giveaways. We've got Coyotes tickets coming up later. We've got Suns tickets coming up later. And right now we have ASU Sun Devil tickets for the basketball game. Now, I don't, in our newsletter that goes out on Thursday, the trivia question was asked, what was the furthest ASU basketball has made it in the NCAA tournament? They've got like, you know, the I don't remember all the names, but the 64, then 32, then 16, then 8, then 4, then obviously the championship. How far have they made it? Text the answer to 411-923, and we'll send you to the game Thursday, November 14th. I'm always a little leery when you don't see players on the tickets. These are cheerleaders. Are we not expected to do good this year, or is it because we're playing Central Connecticut State and they don't expect it to be much of a game?
No. They got a pretty good team.
Central. So it must just be because we're playing Central Connecticut.
I didn't know there was a Central Connecticut University Tech or something like that. You know?
Section B1, row 29, seats 5 and 6. So if you know the farthest ASU basketball has made it in the NCAA tournament, text that answer to 411-923 and we'll send you to the game on Thursday. Now, before we get to our next Talking Trees point, a listener texted in earlier and wanted to know if the Arizona Rosewood would work in Munns Park. How high in an elevation can we plant this tree?
You know, I think they're in the 2,500 to 4,000 foot range.
That's, so I'm not much past Dewey.
Yeah, that may not get you all the way up to Munns. That might be a little bit too high up. But I'll have to do a little bit of research on that. But I think that's a little bit out of their normal range.
Marty's in Paradise Valley and also wants to talk about the Rosewood. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. John, I have a couple questions. I have oleanders that surround the greatest part of my property that have been here, and I'm serious, over probably 35, maybe 40 years. This house was built in the 70s. So they're pretty rough. They've got that disease or that bacterial thing where about every fourth or fifth one's dying, and it's just time for them to go. So this is interesting to hear about these Arizona rosewoods. Can you tell me what height these might get?
You know, they top out at only about 10 or 15 feet in height, so they're not going to get up to that 20, 25-foot height that a lot of the oleanders are able to grow. So keep that in mind, that they're not going to be that really tall screening plant that that oleanders become. But yeah, 10 or 15
10
foot.
Feet would be great. Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. And here's the other question. We were pondering back and forth. We've got bids on removing these oleanders, and I'm just wondering between the option of having them stump ground down about, they said they'd stump grind them down at least 3-4 feet, or someone was going to get a backhoe and just pull them out. When you go to plant these rosewoods, is it obvious that they do much better with that oleander root base completely gone?
Yeah, we've done both and ground them out and also pulled them out with a backhoe. Backhoes is really going to be your fastest way to bring in a little mini hoe. And if you've got a pretty well-established hedge like you're talking about, those roots can be pretty deep. And if you if you're grinding, a good grinder, you know, can usually only go down about 12 inches or so into the soil, maybe a little bit deeper. But it often, you'll often leave a lot of root material behind in a well-established hedge like you just described. What I would suggest is, you know, yeah, bringing in a backhoe, because then you can just rip the entire root ball out and you'll have the planting area pretty much ready to put the new plants in.
We appreciate the call. That's the Arizona Rosewood, our featured tree shrub of the month. John brings one in every month. And I'm sorry, that's what I was talking about here. And that's the one for this month, the Arizona rosewood, a native and a very hardy and water conserving.
Yeah, we've got a one other point I wanted to mention. We talked about pruning, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the trees that we do want to be pruning this time of year, even though we're a little lighter with the pruners, with our evergreens, is our deciduous trees. All the deciduous trees, those that lose their leaves in the winter, can be pruned this time of year, generally targeting during their full dormancy, if we even have a dormancy for the plant. But that's usually December, January. So if you have your mulberries and your pecans and your elm trees and your ash and other trees that lose their leaves in the winter, thinking about December and January as your target time for pruning those. You can sometimes prune them other times of the year, but if you're going to be doing them once a year, that's a good time of year to get those done.
Talking trees, and we'll have more after the bottom of the hour news break on our November tree calendar. Things to do around your home, castle, or cabin as it relates to your trees and shrubs. And you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Oh, the answer is Elite 8.